Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter, and you're in the right place.
Hello everyone, I'm Marie. Are you guys ready? Today's topic is transportation.
And the title of our lesson is Bus or Taxi. Bus or Taxi. Marie, do you take the bus or the taxi?
I take the bus most of the time because it's cheap, and sometimes I will take a taxi.
Both the bus and taxi are great ways to get around. Let's learn more about it in today's Read It. Here's Marie to help us.
Linda and Taylor are going to a street festival downtown. They can't drive to the festival. The streets are crowded, and parking is expensive. They can take the bus. Bus fare is cheap. Susie needs a cab. Maybe she can try Uber. They are a new type of taxi service. Can they drive Susie to her meeting? Of course!
So our topic today is very exciting. You know what I think? I think Susie should try Uber. I heard good things about it.
Uber! Peter, what is Uber?
Well, it's a taxi service. It is an app on your phone. You can use it. It's very convenient. And I think we'll learn more about it today.
Wow! That sounds very easy to do, Peter. Well, I'm very excited to learn more about this. But first, let's learn our keywords with Christina.
Street Festival. Street 是街道， Festival 则是指庆祝活动，所以 Street Festival 就像是在街道上举办的园游会那样。There is a street festival today and tomorrow.活动是在闹区举办，这里的 downtown 是在闹区，在市中心。There is a street festival downtown. 这种时候如果开车过去的话，不但会塞车，而且停车也会花很多钱。The parking is expensive. 名词 parking 可以表示停车这件事，或者是停车场地。所以还是搭公车去比较好，而且车费也便宜。The fare is cheap. 名词车资或费用就是 fare. Susie 想要打电话叫计程车，计程车除了用 taxi 之外也可以用 cab 这个字。Susie needs a cab.
Guess what, Linda?
What, Taylor?
There's a street festival downtown today and tomorrow. Let's go together after work today.
Sure. I love street festivals.
Yeah, I love all the different food.
I like all the live music.
Did you drive to work today?
Yes.
Great. We can drive to the festival.
In conversation A, we meet Linda and Taylor. Taylor is very excited.There is a street festival today and tomorrow. Let's learn more about a street festival with Christina. Here she is.
Taylor 说今明两天在市中心会有 a street festival. There is a street festival downtown today and tomorrow. 到底什么是 street festival 呢？在美国的很多地方都会办这种活动，既然活动名称用了 street 这个字，就表示他们一定是封街办活动，而活动中必备的就是各式各样的小吃摊，然后可能还会看到游行、各种表演，还有现场的音乐演奏。因为活动要表现出社区的特色，所以有些地方的 street festival 会有现场的手工制品创作，或者是他们会卖当地的特产等等。 如果实在很好奇 a street festival 到底是什么样子的话，建议你可以上网去打 street festival 这两个字，然后搜寻图片，照片可以帮助你体验它的魅力。毕竟语言是文化的一部分，所以如果想要学好语言，也一定要多认识它的文化哦。
Hey Peter, have you ever been to a street festival?
Yeah, of course. They are a lot of fun. My neighborhood has its own street festival. I go every year.
That's amazing. I went to a street festival once. It was called the Christmas Street Festival. People marched down the street. The singer sang Christmas songs, and there were a lot of pretty lights.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm sure our friends Linda and Taylor will have fun too.They are going together to the street festival downtown.
Downtown? Peter, what is downtown?
Well, downtown is the main part of the city. There are tall buildings and many offices and stores, too.
Oh, I love to go shopping downtown. And after shopping, I like to get a coffee at a cafe. There are many cafes downtown.Have you ever been downtown in your city?
I have gone downtown many times. It's a lot of fun. Taylor and Linda will have a great time. There will be a lot of food and live music, too.
Live music is the best. I love watching people sing on stage in front of a lot of people.
You can hear live music in big concert halls,Or in small restaurants and cafes. Marie, where do you like to listen to live music?
I like going to big concerts. I go with my friends, but the music can be really loud.
That's right, it can be. Well, friends, we need to move on. Let's watch our next conversation together.
Let's not drive to the festival.
Why not?
The streets are crowded, and the parking is expensive.
You're right about that. What can we do?
Let's take a bus. The price is not expensive.
Right. Bus fare is cheap. Let's meet here in the Jungle Cafe at 5 o'clock.
Okay. See you then.
Linda and Taylor walk together into the Jungle Cafe. Linda says, let's not drive to the festival. Here's Christina to tell us more about this.
Linda 建议大家还是不要开车去比较好。她说 let's not drive to the festival. Let 开头的句子是祈使句，表达建议、警告或是要求。这个 let's not do something 是它的否定句，表示我们还是不要怎么样吧。举例来说，今天家里有很多事没有做完，所以 let's not go to a movie today， 今天不要去看电影了。或者我中餐才吃面的， let's not eat noodles for dinner， 所以晚餐不要再吃面了。你也可以练习一下 let's not do something 这个句型。
Thank you, Christina. Now, Linda doesn't want to drive to the festival anymore because the streets will be very crowded and parking will be very expensive.
Linda is right. Because of the festival, it will be hard to find parking on the streets or anywhere else.She should not drive.
In many cities, parking your car can be difficult. One time I drove around for 1 hour just looking for a parking spot.
Wow, and Taylor and Linda agree about not driving to this festival. She says, you're right.
Hey, you just said today's
calendar phrase.
You're right about that.
You're right about that.
这件事你说对了。
Let's go downtown.
Driving downtown isn't easy.
You're right about that.
There are too many cars.
You're right about that.
And parking is expensive.
You're right about that. What can we do?
Stay home.
Good idea.
You're right about that.
You're right about that.
这件事你说对了。
What a fun calendar phrase. Hey, Marie, let's practice using our calendar phrase. I'll start. Marie, you haven't been eating very healthy. You need to eat more fruits and vegetables.
You're right about that, Peter. And you should learn how to cook because your cooking is not...
Okay. You don't need to go there right now. Linda and Taylor will take a bus to the festival. Let's talk about that instead.
Linda and Taylor will take the bus to the festival because the price is not expensive. Let's learn more about this with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It is that time of day when we get to have some fun. The noun is not adjective. For example, the game is not fun or the store is not far. Are you ready yet? Then go out and use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. You know, Peter, the city of New York is not clean. It's dirty.
Oh, that's a good example. And the taxis there are not cheap. They are expensive. In our conversation, we learned that Linda and Taylor will take the bus because it's cheap.
Yeah, they will meet each other at the Jungle Cafe at 5 o'clock to go to the festival. And right now, Peter and I will meet you guys right after the break. Is that right, Peter?
That's right. Friends, we're going to take a short break right now. Stay right there. Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Marie, look, I have my bus card.
I have one too, Peter. I don't only use this to take the bus, but I use this to take the subway too.
These are great to have. It makes the bus cheaper.
Yes, it does. One way is about $1. It's very cheap. All right, friends. Well, right now, we have to go to our next conversation.
Do you have the number for Sean's green cabs, Alex?
No, sorry. Why don't you try Uber?
What is Uber?
Uber is a new type of taxi service.
What do you mean?
Uber drivers use their own cars. They are not real taxi drivers, but they can take you places.
Okay, I can try Uber.
In conversation C, we meet Susie and Alex. Susie wants the number for Sean's green cabs.
When we say we want the number to a certain place, it means we want their phone number. Many times, we will not say the word phone. We just say the word number.
That's right. Hey, Marie, do you have the number for the movie theater? I want to know if it is open during the holiday.
Actually, Peter, yes, I do. I have their number right here. Their number is 555...
Well, thank you, Marie, but you can give that number to me after the show. I don't need their phone number right now. Alex doesn't have the number for Sean's cabs, though. Marie, can you tell us what a cab is?
Sure, Peter. A cab is a taxi. There is a driver to pick you up and take you wherever you want to go in his or her cab. When I am downtown, I take cabs all the time. They are everywhere.
Taking cabs is very convenient. But when you are in a cab, always use your safety belt. You want to be safe from those taxi cab drivers.
Yes, you do. Well, Alex tells Susie that she should try Uber. Uber is a new type of taxi service. It's very popular in America. Peter knows a lot about Uber.
Yeah, I talked a little bit about it at the beginning of the lesson. Uber drivers use their own cars. So it's not anyone else's cars. It's their own car.
Own car. Own. I pay for my own house. I pay for it. I clean it. And I take care of it.
That's right. Well, friends, we've learned a lot today, and we are out of time. So let's review our keywords together.
Here's our first keyword of the day. Festival. Festival. Let's go to the food festival.
Downtown. Downtown. I can meet you downtown.
Parking. Parking. Help me look for parking.
Fair. Fare. How much was the bus fare?
Cab. Cab. New York City has yellow cabs. All right, friends, make sure to practice those key words. Right now, let's review our lessons one more time.
Guess what, Linda?
What, Taylor?
There's a street festival downtown today and tomorrow. Let's go together after work today.
Sure. I love street festivals.
Yeah, I love all the different food.
I like all the live music.
Did you drive to work today?
Yes.
Great. We can drive to the festival.
Let's not drive to the festival.
Why not? The streets are crowded, and the parking is expensive.
You're right about that. What can we do?
Let's take a bus. The price is not expensive.
Right. Bus fare is cheap. Let's meet here in the Jungle Cafe at 5 o'clock.
Okay. See you then.
Do you have the number for Sean's green cabs, Alex?
No, sorry. Why don't you try Uber?
What is Uber?
Uber is a new type of taxi service.
What do you mean?
Uber drivers use their own cars. They are not real taxi drivers, but they can take you places.
Okay, I can try Uber.
Ginger, go where?
Let's go to the street festival downtown.
The street festival? No, thanks.
Oh, come on, Monkey Man. I really want you to come.
Oh, you want me to come. That's so nice.
Yeah, I want you to drive.
No, thanks. The streets are crowded and parking is expensive.
Okay. Then I'll take a cab. Taxis are very convenient.
Yes, but they're very expensive.
Oh, yeah. Okay, then I'll take the bus. Bus fare is cheap.
But the bus stop is far away.
Okay, then I'll cry.
cry?
Yeah, I'll cry until you give me a ride.
Ginger, crying won't help.
Oh, then I'll ride my bike.
Friends, thank you for joining us on the show today. We hope you learned a lot. Well, I was thinking about bus fares. They are different in different places. In Denver, Colorado, the fare is cheap. But in other cities, it is more expensive.
That's right. Places like New York City, cabs are quite expensive. But it can be cheaper if you go with many friends.
That's right. Well, maybe you can talk to your friends about, do you take a bus or a cab? Maybe you take both, but at different times.
Yeah. Well, I hope our friends have fun at the street festival. Tomorrow we will learn more about this. We'll see you next time right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.